Hey there, guys. Welcome back to our second session on faith. I'm excited about this session because, as we all know, it's impossible to please God without faith. I've gone through some things in my own life where I've had to discover faith and grow in my faith on my own. As an athlete in high school, having two knee surgeries as a young age, I thought that my career was over. I thought that my career was dead. And my dad told me, son, you just have to have faith that God knows a little bit more about your future than you do. And so, to make a long story short, ended up going to college and playing, ended up trusting him all the way through to the NFL, and I realized that having faith in God can literally resurrect a situation from the dead. So let's move forward in this discussion on faith, because I'm really excited about where God has taken us.
Well, you know, our study today takes us back to Elijah, and Elijah has a test of faith coming out of the life of the widow of Zarephath, who had just fed him, and she had just seen a miracle. You know, when you see a miracle, then you're ready to praise God, you're ready to worship God, you're ready to celebrate God. He's provided. You think you can believe any and everything about God once you've seen a miracle. But what happens when things go left that you just saw a miracle about? How do you trust God when he throws you a curveball? Well, one of the things God does to develop our faith is allow us to go through trials. The greatest faith developer in your life and my life and our lives will be the test, trials, struggles, and challenges he allows to come into our experience. That's exactly what happened with the widow of Zarephath. The scripture says, now, it came about after these things, after she had just fed Elijah and had food to feed her son, that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, became sick. And his sickness was so severe that there was no breath left in him. The last time we saw this lady, they were about to die. Now her son is dying. So she did what a lot of us do. She got ticked off at God. We can be all super spiritual and pretend like we don't get ticked off at God, but that would be a lie, okay? Right. We do. She gets ticked off. She says, so she said to Elijah, what do I have to do with you, O man of God? You have come to me to bring my iniquity to remembrance and to put my son to death. Now, he had just been used by God to save her son. But now she says, you came here to kill my son. Why? Because when your circumstances change and they go south, it's easy to blame God, even if you can't express it. So she didn't say, God, you killed my son. She said, Elijah, you killed my son because I'm too scared to get mad at God. And I'm sure you've had that situation where you felt like you wanted to tell God, but you were a little too scared to tell God. So you found anybody in the neighborhood who you thought knew him. All right. And that's the situation we face. She's facing a test. And that caused her to draw a conclusion. You have come here to bring my sin to remembrance. In other words, you came here to remind me of my failure in the past. You know, one of the tragedies of circumstances in our faith? Circumstances cause us to question the reliability of God. Lord, can I trust you if you're going to let this happen? And this is bad stuff happening. This is not a migraine headache. My son is dying. How can you ask me to trust you when it gets this deep, this bad, this uncertain for this long? So she's wanted to throw in the towel and give up on God. And the reality is sometimes God presses us to that point. He's not the only one. She's not the only one. Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, I was nigh unto death, and God let me get that low that I might learn to trust him. That's the situation this woman is in. Her son is nigh unto death. She's at the bottom. Let me define faith for you so we make sure we're talking about the biblical faith. Faith is acting like God is telling the truth. Or as I like to say, faith is acting like it is so, even when it's not so, in order that it might be so, simply because God said so. You measure faith by what you do, not how you feel. This woman didn't feel faith. Elijah was being blamed. So Elijah did the only thing he could do. He went to God, and the text says that he laid out on the boy. He prostrated himself on the boy. What he did was, he said, God, draw from me what he needs from him. He didn't just pray for him. He laid out and offered his body as a solution to the problem. If you want to know whether you're trusting God, as Elijah is demonstrating here, how close are you willing to get to the problem and be used by God to be the solution for the very problem you have? See, sometimes we say, God, you come down from heaven and solve it, when actually what God wants is to use you or somebody in your vicinity. And if you don't have faith, have somebody close enough in your life who you can piggyback on. God doesn't reject piggyback faith. You remember when the man was dying in the New Testament and Jesus, they picked up the mat and cut open the roof and let him down. It says when Jesus saw their faith. That's why being in a small group and having people who have collective faith that you can piggyback on when your faith is weak because your situation is so dire is absolutely critical. When I go to the doctor, he gives me a stress test. When I take that stress test, the treadmill keeps climbing up and up and up and up, and I'm huffing and puffing. You know what he's doing? He's testing my heart. He feels like he's being mean because I don't want to be there. I want to get off of there. But what he's doing is checking my heart. In church, it's easy to say, I trust the Lord. In church, it's easy to say, I'm confident in God. In church, it's easy to believe. But what happens when you're on a treadmill in life and you're having to do a stress test and you're sweating and you're huffing and you're puffing? Do I trust God then? Trusting God is measured by your feet, not by your feelings. And if your legs are too tired to walk, have somebody like Moses had in Exodus 18 to hold up your arms so you can believe together and then watch God work. Well, thank you for joining us. And you begin to walk with God by faith, and you'll be overwhelmed at what you will see him do.